Welcome again. Thank you for resting. Oh, I love satsang. I love sangha, this invitation just to rest in the heart of everything, in the heart of the occasionally feeling like a storm of ordinary life or human relationships. Just resting, pausing, unwinding. The conditioning is so devotional. It will defend us at any cost. Its main function is to keep people away, to push people away. And unless there's incredible awareness of the effect of emotions and posturing and role play on so-called others, we'll wonder why are odd things happening to me? And none of it is, we are not the author of it. It's just these ancient movements to protect, to maintain separation, just in case. And most of us will be awkward with communication, and often the conditioning will co-opt even the truth, even satsang. It'll use satsang to hide what it's up to. And yet here when we rest, there's no trace of the past. There's no trace of misunderstandings or coping strategies or awkwardness. Just this fluid being with each other without words. So always, whatever is spoken in satsang is always so intimately known in ourselves for all of us. So it's always just confirming what is, what we resonate with, what our deepest truth and longing is. So feel free to unmute yourself and share what you're noticing. We bring what is restless or what is stuck in an old belief to satsang. Or just reporting on, as Isaac Shapiro called, outbreaks of peace. So as you like.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
This is True Ann.
Hey.
Hi. What I'm noticing while we were sitting in the silence, there was kind of an unwinding of a lot of busy mind activity, a lot of revved up kind of hum in the body, and the familiar kind of pressure in the stomach, and then my attention moved to the heart chakra, and there was quite a bit of play between the heart chakra and the throat, and so I was just, you know, kind of wondering, about the play between the mind activating the body and what's really, what's really true in terms of the body's needs. In terms of attention. Because what I was noticing was my mind would flash, oh, there's pressure in the heart, there must be sadness. And then it would go look for a story about sadness.
That's very accurate reportage, yeah.
And then of course, then the heart chakra would respond more, so...
Yeah, but take the attention off the mind, bow to it until it will be right with you, darling, and just answer the call from the heart.
So now while I'm talking, what's so-called consistent now is quite a bit of, pressure, energy on really over the heart chakra itself. The heart organ, not the heart chakra.
Yeah, now just thank the pressure. And maybe we could set aside all ideas about the body and the heart. And just respectfully being with it. The inner namaste.
Just a light attention and let it do what it's going to do. Because you're right in terms of, I was, pinpointing each area, focusing on it.
The mind likes to reduce everything down and then interpret it, as we know. So just bowing again. There's no how-to. It's always fresh in the moment. But we start with the inner namaste. I honor the divine in you. The body also can wake up, meaning know its true nature.
Well, I don't know. My mind is going through this. I don't know what story. The thoughts that are coming is, this is the holy, this is the holy, and...
But just say yes to that. H-O-L-Y?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, everything is.
And then the flush of emotion, just let it ride out?
Yeah, but can you see something is trying to figure out how to it's actually still wanting to do something rather than how to be with it. Ask the feeling itself how it would like to you to be with it. How to be with you.
Well, what pops in intuitively is a sense of playfulness, because my mind's wanting to make this a big deal.
And just to that, yes. Ah, both are true. It's a big deal, and let's be playful.
Thank you. Yeah, so if I step back and just ask the body to show me, there's much more relaxation and a kind of fascination.
Ah, that's a clue. Yeah, you know, the body as the five elements has a lot to teach us.
Yeah, it's like a whole new universe in terms of
good news.
What the potential is.
Very nice.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you. And satsang, really, one way to speak of it is also deep listening. When the body mind unwinds and rests, then this natural noticing that we are, this awareness that we are, can really look a little deeper into the heart of the emotions, to the heart of the mind, and listen to the wisdom of the body. It also gifts us then with reading so-called other people's fields. Because even though there's verbal communication between people, there's a deeper communication which is always being aware of the other friend's responses. Often, awareness is focused on their body-mind because it's often kind of loud. It's not deeply at rest. Awareness might know its true nature, but, you know, the emotions haven't balanced themselves out yet, or the mind hasn't come to rest. So it's so beautiful, this deeper stillness, this deeper balance inside that just unveils itself naturally the more we're honoring, listening, being. And feel free once again to share what you're noticing. We love to hear this, how consciousness informs itself through listening.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, okay. I've gotten used to doing these video calls, and now I'm all kind of turned around by, the audio. I'm like, oh, I'm not sure how it works. This is Kristen in Oregon.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you. I've listened to you quite a bit, and I haven't spoken too much, I don't think. And I'm just very moved by all the things you've said all along, and noticing especially this this relaxing of, you know, not getting rid of the mind, which has sort of been the idea. I've noticed other people doing it. So we just have to stop thinking. But rather than that, of going, oh, thinking, okay, isn't that funny? And judging, you know, always judging. And instead of saying, oh, I'm not going to judge, just saying, oh, I'm judging. And it's just been a really interesting kind of transition. So, it's just a noticing of that, both that I have often done that to myself and then doing it to, as you said, so-called others, and then just saying, oh, there it is. There it is. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And this, you know, being able to sense that how easy it is to fall back into those conditioned ways of, oh, yeah, I'm thinking it's all true. Oh,
well,
wait.
So much creativity goes into convincing us, you know.
Yeah, so
amazing.
Funny. I was with some friends last night, and one of them is very adamant in her opinions all the time. And as she's gotten older, she seems to have become more and more attached to them. And I have often found that extremely frustrating and jump into that, oh, I must react because that's not okay. And then last night thinking, oh, look at, I'm wanting to jump into that. I guess I don't have to do that. And just being able to kind of unwind behind it in a way.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. So it's just kind of a more kind of deepening of, or moving away of just the thinking about it and actually being able to say, oh, it's okay to think about it, but then I don't have to get stuck in thinking about it.
That's freedom, isn't it?
It is freedom. It is freedom. And not to have to expect that all the time it's just gone, it, as opposed to it's just, oh, there it is. Oh, let's notice that. Yeah, it's just very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah.
Happy to hear this. Yay.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you because I think it's always a process. It's still a process. And, you know, there's lots of times of feeling like, oh, yeah, I'm not getting there. And then, oh, there's nowhere to get.
Yeah, even the mind also wants to return to its original relaxed, open, creative
mm-hmm.
noticing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess it's more about hearing that more and being able to do that and be that as opposed to feeling like I have to do that, you know?
Yeah, you're the resident sage inside, so as soon as you're noticing, it has a little warmth to it, which it is now,
yeah.
Then everything starts to just unwind by itself.
Yeah.
They understand they don't have to defend you anymore with all of this devotional protection and judgments and all that.
Yeah, and it's just an interesting process to observe, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I think finding the words for it can be very difficult because words kind of come from thinking and overthinking how to say it.
Yeah, we don't have to get it right. We can just sort of speak what we're noticing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any which way.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what I wanted to say.
Hmm. Happy to hear this, and thank you for your wisdom and your mm-hmm. inner kindness.
Yeah, and thank you to everyone who's on the call. And it's so fun to sort of recognize the voices and the names. And, yes, I remember I've heard her or I've heard him. It's kind of a nice thing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kristen.
You. Did I unmute myself?
I think you do star 6. There you go.
Pamela.
Yes.
It's Joan, also from Oregon.
Hello, hello.
Hi, dear heart. I have noticed in the middle of the night now that agitation is coming to visit a lot.
Mm.
And it's a kind of chaotic energy that I can see the tendency to go towards stories about it, but I recognize that that's not what it really is. And also having such a sense that it's not particularly mine, mm-hmm. you know, it's not so personal.
Yes.
It's agitation. And interesting and annoying. Because I really would like to sleep, you know. So a little harder to welcome it in the middle of the night.
I know.
Yeah.
Just honor that you don't like it.
That's right, and I'm very honest with it. I don't like this. Could we wait till tomorrow?
Like it.
But it really wants my attention.
Yeah. Now, sometimes it can just be something like the body needs some water.
Yes, that's not it.
Okay. But.
I've tried a lot of those kind of strategies, you know, just seeing is the body wanting something. And really, it isn't that. It's almost like the image that I sometimes have is the universe colliding, you know, all the forces in the universe colliding.
Okay, so just include that in your Sangha for a moment. So we're just, universe is colliding. Come sit.
Oh gosh, it just seems so big and powerful.
Yeah. And just agree with that.
And there's uneasiness about it because it feels unkind somehow, but yet, I mean, that's not quite it. Sort of removed and kind of on the wisdom side without the sense of compassion or something.
That's all right. Now, thank the spaciousness. There's space. The removed bit. And just reassure the body, it's safe. It's just a formless collision.
Say a little more about that, please.
Well, if you welcome it a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
universes colliding is welcome here. Big energy, however the words
mm-hmm.
resonate, big energy is welcome here.
It's a very strong creative force.
Yeah, and just welcome, because it's just uncontaining itself somehow. And if we do it now, then it doesn't have to do it in the middle of the night.
That would be lovely.
So we're being practical sages.
Right. Oh, I feel so hot.
Oh.
And then yeah, like all that energy
welcome
is
here.
Moving around in me. Heat. Mm-hmm. It's creating a lot of heat.
We're just honoring the intelligence. We don't have to know what it's doing.
And now there's kind of a pressure in my head, which I could describe as a headache. But
just say yes to it a few times because it also wants to uncontain itself.
Mm-hmm.
Just bowing to the intelligence and that energy. Like Robert Adams used to say, trust the power that knows the way. So this knows the way.
So I'm noticing that the body-mind is a little reactive to that word trust because it associates it with willpower.
Okay, and just tell it doesn't have to trust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doesn't have to trust or mistrust. We're just being curious. What is this remarkable energy in the head, or wherever it's moved to?
Yeah, it's kind of everywhere now.
Yeah,
it's not
bow to it and say hello, you shape.
It's like the body wants to expand or something. You know?
Oh, but say yes to that.
Yeah, it's very much. I'm very much having that sense of not knowing where body ends and something else begins.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm just honoring this uncontainable presence. Hello, hello.
Uncontainable presence. That's beautiful. And somehow reassuring. Now, there is a longing to know that this is also rooted.
And say yes to that. But just keep feeding with gratitude the uncontaining.
Okay.
Sometimes the mind wants to interrupt and go, okay, I wonder how deep it is.
No, my mind says it a little bit differently. It's more like, is this okay? Are we okay? Is everything okay?
Everything is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all the mind wants to know, is that everything is okay.
That's beautifully noticed. That's so true.
Yeah. And I have very much been saying yes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's know that everything is okay.
Yeah. And can we just go back to our mischievous friend, vastness, and see what it's up to? Or uncontainable presence.
It's quivery,
mm-hmm.
but not, it's just, that's the energy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Quivery.
And we're just saying yes, yes, yes to that.
And now I do feel that sense of rootedness.
Mm.
The power being rooted or elemental or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Ah. Thank you, thank you. It really is. Satsang is like having a spa treatment inside.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, it's
an
like
inner spa.
Just had a cleanse, you know, inside out.
Oh, beautiful.
So what's different now is that that kind of what I was calling agitation feels more organized. Yeah.
I love that.
Well, I do think like to tidy up, you know. So
I see. Yeah, yeah. Meaning more balanced and more,
right, and more somehow more relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Instead of this kind of out of control, haphazard, chaotic energy. It's
right.
Not that it feels controlled, but it just feels more organized.
Yeah.
Like the nervous system is more organized.
Gorgeous. And now it just, once again, feeding it a bit with gratitude. Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yes, I have an image of offering flowers of every color, and it loves that, the color. Right. Thank you, my dear.
And very to yummy. You, my goodness, delicious.
Yeah, very yummy. Okay.
Okay.
Pamela?
Yes?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Good to hear your voice.
Oh, likewise.
I have this funny urge to be anonymous today.
Why not?
Why not? I know, there's just a sense of wanting to just be without being seen somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And yet also being in connection with others.
Yes, yes. It's very restful, isn't it?
It is. I haven't figured out how to do it in the physical. You know, where I'm with others and I'm just resting somehow.
Yes. Well, my little play with that is to honor their true nature, because then most folks come out of their role play. And then if I'm honoring their true nature, I am abiding as true nature.
I'm not sure I know what
it's a fun little play. I mean, nobody knows you're doing it.
Okay. How do you do it?
Well, I'm sure you already do it without maybe noticing, but say you go to the grocery store and you're in line at the cashiers.
Yeah.
Sometimes with some cashiers, there's just presence and presence, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you can see they're encumbered by fatigue or not liking their work or whatever.
Yeah.
So then if you're noticing that, you can bow to that because that's actually quite natural. And then all of a sudden they light up. So we're actually always doing it with strangers. We'll often have a natural affinity or a resonance with someone. And there's like this inner nod or nod of your head acknowledging them. Just like that. Nothing spiritual or grand. Hmm.
I'm thinking of being in with groups of people,
mm-hmm.
or friends, or old friends. And lately, I've been choosing to not hang out with certain old friends because there's so many stories attached.
Yes. But in this moment, can you bow to all the stories? Because they're also made of formlessness and
right.
presence. So when you honor all stories, they just shape shift and rest.
Mm. I've been trying to get rid of the old stories or change my focus and not think about the old stories.
Well, if you just bow to the history app in you or the history channel. Just in this moment, because it's a very cool gift. And it's animated by presence or stillness. So we're just honoring it also, its essence rather than its function or form.
I like thinking of it as the History Channel.
Yeah. And some people have a stronger me channel.
Yes.
Yeah. They can be very awake, but their me channel is still running.
Yes.
Me, me, me. Oh.
Lots of me going. M-E-M-E-M-E.
Yeah, and then we just even honor that because that is a also an app. It's actually a shield.
I guess it also somehow means that I don't activate my own me channel.
Well, you'll notice it if it arises. I used to have this feeling of being relaxed openness, and then if I went into a group of people or a party, I could feel some, like, shields up.
Right.
Yeah, and it was so on automatic that I didn't notice it until I noticed it. And now I see it as a neutral function. So I can actually thank it because it's devotional. So now it doesn't bother rising up anymore.
In being devotional, you mean that it has protected you or honored you in some way?
Well, from the conditioning's point of view, it's protective. And it wants the best for us, and it wants to fulfill our desires. And most of us could confess that it just messes everything up, but its heart
right.
is in the right place. So we, in the beginning, we're not going to like the remaining protective tendencies, but we can thank their essence is devotion. And their function is protection. So it's like the sage is even compassionate about that. It's like, aw, wow, good job, guys. Keeping everyone away, good job. So you as just this warm hanging out beingness, there's no history in you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And what I like about it is that it doesn't have to perform. It doesn't have to, you know, do the little tap dance when it's with people. It doesn't have to do its little Fred Astaire thing.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Please like me. Please don't hurt me. Yeah.
Notice me. There's just this notice me button.
Yeah. And just thank that, because that was just added because we're so transparent and so unformed when we're very young. So the mind, the first uh-oh for the mind is, oh my God, there's nothing here. How am I going to work with this? Because there's just individuated, openness. None of the quirky uniquenesses have emerged yet.
Right.
So we're just thanking all of it. So much of it is just so ancient that it can't discern anymore. So we're just, thank you. Good job, everybody. Rest.
What I'm reflecting upon is how I have these heart connections with people, a number of people that I've never met in person, but I know them online.
Mm-hmm.
And either I've Skyped with them or messaged or, you know, whatever, or been in spiritual groups online. And there was this very almost mysterious heart connection. Like, how does this get so small, you know?
Yeah, love and mystery.
It is amazing.
And we just say thank you, because that's grace as well. Just the grace to feel that level of safety and openness and oneness.
It's a remarkable gift, this technology, which facilitates.
Yes. Thank you for honoring technology.
Love technology.
Yeah. Usually, or I should speak for myself, I sometimes get cranky with it. So thank you for bowing to technology, because it is. It's in service to love and truth and oneness.
I actually really adore technology.
Ooh, happy to hear that.
I really, really do. I always have. And if I wasn't doing the job I currently do, I've always said if I wasn't doing the job I do, I would have been a computer programmer.
Great.
And what I do has nothing to do with technology.
Well, then you can bring that love and respect to the mind, which is a biocomputer in its function, not in its essence. In its essence, it's the space and the wind element. But if you really honor the mind as just that same genius that technology is, then the mind just relaxes and opens and balances itself.
Mm. Well, that's good. Wonderful.
So you could be a secret tech repair being with the one mind. That would be great.
I love that. I love it. There's one other thing that comes up I want to bring up, and that is there's been a noticing of when I get in my car and I go to go somewhere, at some point, soon into the trip, like it could be a few blocks or half a mile, there's a sudden question of, where are we going?
That's right.
And like, and for a long time I would say, well, we're going to work, or we're going here, or we're going there. And lately I just thought, you know where we're going. I'm not answering you anymore.
Well, I think the mind does rest occasionally and is not tracking things. And it needs to say consciousness is the doer. You know, so like consciousness is getting in the car and driving somewhere, and then the mind was resting, and all of a sudden the mind pops in and goes, oh, where are we? Sweetheart, just look. All is well.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Right.
Sweet.
All right.
Very good. Thank you. Very. I really appreciate it.
Oh, and to you, dear.
Thank you. Love you much.
Thank you, thank you. Much love.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Pamela. This is Mari.
Hi.
Hi. I just had a question about the pain channel.
Yeah.
Physical pain. And I hear a lot about, well, you know, obviously you hear lots of different ways of what to do and how to treat that. And sort of I hear the more spiritual side of things is sort of be with the pain and, you know, go into it and, you know, so I've tried all these different things. But I don't know, recently, in recent weeks, I've been on a different track, which is just sort of, it's more ignore it, actually, and get, and just move, keep moving forward and keep doing the things, you know, more and more things that I would do anyway.
Okay.
And I have had quite a good deal of success with that as far as it will just go, you know. And, you know, the original injury was 2 years ago, so I do have this feeling like it's just, you know, I tell myself, like, well, it's an old mind pattern now. It's just sort of stuck in a loop or something, you know, sort of like the science of mind theory, you know, sort of that channel. And, but then I wonder, you know, I still wonder about it, get confused about how, you know, how to work with that. And then I also notice that, you know, when I'm in that vein of like, oh yeah, this is working, just sort of ignore it and carry on, then I'm less interested in other people going on and on about their stuff, you know, about their physical pain. And I sort of, it's not that I don't help them out when needed, when it's practical, but I'm not as interested. You know, I had one relationship where that was just so many texts about that, and I've just stopped answering them. So it feels like, is that hard-hearted, or is it
just
appropriate sort of, yeah.
If thought is asking you, is it okay? And just let the heart or presence or stillness respond.
Can you say that once again?
Yeah, so the mind is just, you know, scanning and reviewing and doubting, and we're just going to get a second opinion from the heart. Because the mind isn't sure it's okay. So we're just asking the heart, what's the deeper resonance?
So the question is it okay to just you know, work with this in the way that I feel?
Aha, yes, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very good. See, that is your satsang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as a sage, you will be very unique.
Yeah, and it might well, it already has been. It's not always one way.
Yes.
It can be like in this one moment, like, okay, I just need to lie down.
Yeah, exactly.
And the next moment I'd be like, no, I think I'm going to just walk it out, even if I'm in pain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just, that's what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm. And that's so beautiful. See, you're honoring your own resonance with all the other invitations from sages. You know, they're just speaking of their resonance.
Mm.
That's how they play it. And you have your own unique way of being with what is from moment to moment, which is just, oh, being true to yourself.
Yeah. That's great.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah, it is a discovery. I like that because then, well, I don't have to respond to each friend the same either.
That is very clear, isn't it? It'll be always fresh in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, no rules for sages.
So it's okay. I like that. There's no particular theory of pain.
Yeah, even that is the deepest truth, isn't it?
That just released a lot of tension, actually. Just thinking that there had to be one, you know? That there was some one way or one theory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just say thank you to that, because the body resonated with that deeper truth that you spoke and noticed.
It's just so relieving. It's just funny. And something is very obvious.
Just thank you to the body for no reason or any reason.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just this no anxiety with that.
Oh, what a relief.
Yeah, no need to search for the reason or...
Yes, the resolution is never in the known, but in the, that sort of spacious original nature, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Oh, much love.
Thank you. You too. Much karma. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Pamela.
Hey.
How are you?
So far, so good.
I like your giggle.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. Hard to know what to even say. Something inside of me feels extremely threatened, in danger. There's a desire to quit. I'm taking these classes that will help me succeed in my business. And this has happened to me before, where I just, there's just something that feels like I can't do it. I can't follow through with this. I'd rather drop out and quit.
Okay,
than
now that's the mind. You're the one who's listening to that.
Yes, yeah.
And tell the mind, you can quit, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about quitting the, you know, the what you're learning. Also, you can quit, sweetheart. You rest. Rest, rest, rest.
There's something here that wants this embodiment to quit.
Okay, but say yes to that for this moment.
Okay.
Yeah, just everything quitting for a little bit, a few moments is welcome here. It's like you're going on strike. It's kind of fun, actually. You're staging a sit-in, you know? Remember that from the 60s?
Yeah.
You're staging a sit-in, and you're going on strike. Oh, my body likes that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here's another moment where you can completely rest, go on strike, pause,
You know, my mind has fantasies of dropping out of society, I think.
Yeah,
I can feel the...
There's a very cool way to drop out of society is just not to play your role anymore or just to thank role play services. So you can also say yes to that. You could function as space, life itself.
I think when I'm in class, there's a feeling of role play that, I don't know, maybe I'm just so used to having the role of student do everything, and then it doesn't feel like spaciousness doing anything anymore.
Okay. So just welcome the role of student. Just give it a little meditation cushion, because in this moment it doesn't have to play that. Just inviting it to rest. It doesn't have to learn anything or perform or get it right or please anybody in this moment. The student can go on strike. Yay! Sorry, I'm having fun with that.
Yeah. Well, and I want to join you. It's just that I've already procrastinated so long, I'm afraid I'm going to fail.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's the little threat that is keeping everything agitated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
yes.
just a polarity in the human tribe. So just because nature has never heard of failure. I mean, if we asked an elephant, have you heard of failure? They'd say, excuse me? Never heard of it. So just in this moment, success and failure, welcome here. Come rest. Can even allow failure to go on strike. Success can rest. Because, you know, it's all that contracting in the body and striving. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're just, aw, thank you, thank you. No effort required. One of my teachers, Lester, had the most yummy definition of talent or success, and it was just following your interest. Talent emerges or success emerges because you're just genuinely following your interest. And then all of a sudden, wow. There's all this sort of noticing that's happened through that genuine interest. And then all of a sudden, people perceive a value in that. And then all of a sudden, they label you a success, which is pretty funny. You're going, huh? No, I'm just interested in this. This is my passionate interest.
Yeah. Wow, you know, it could be that I'm trying to force myself into doing something I'm not that interested in.
Well, you would know best. Just check.
Yeah. It hasn't felt very natural.
Well, you know, going back to school at a certain age is a bit awkward. And the role play is awkward. But just see, just really honoring all the feelings, and then the deeper truth is down below that.
Huh, yeah. Yeah, I know what I love. What I'm learning is adding to my income, because what I love hasn't brought me enough of my income.
Okay.
So I think that's why it doesn't feel quite as graceful or easeful.
Okay.
Because I'm really doing things to supplement that may not be quite as much of my passion.
Say thank you to whatever it is that's wanting to increase the income so you can have more spacious relaxation. Whatever it is, because, you know, that's the idea.
Yes, okay.
The mind will create effort for a future relaxation. Or it's just, aw, thank you.
Fascinating.
And the more we honor the mind and the conditioning, even though in the beginning it's not sincere, the more it balances itself and liberates itself.
Yeah. I think I really... Yeah, that whole failure-success thing has got me very distracted.
Yeah.
Convinced. Yeah.
And just thanking the creativity that convinces us so effortlessly. Wow, good job. You fooled me. You hooked me.
Wow. Yeah, I feel almost disoriented now. Like, I don't know what to...
Yeah, but just soothe that.
Feels
it's just like, well, it's like yeah. your screen on your computer. A lot of the files aren't there. So it's really the mind that's disoriented. So just thank you, dear one. It's safe. We're just resting. Rest, rest. It's safe to rest. And in the relaxed spaciousness, if it resonates, you can just confirm divine prosperity is welcome here. It is what is. Nature is
yeah.
the confirmation of that.
Yeah. That's a wonderful thing, you know. It's sometimes it feels like I'm very far away from it, except when I'm not, and then it's self-evident.
Yeah, beautifully said.
Divine prosperity, yeah. Yeah.
There's so much of the spiritual conditioning is moves against money, which is a neutral function in consciousness. And if we were still
right.
using just seashells, there wouldn't be any movement against it. You know?
Right.
But there's all these stories about the M word, money. Just seashells, kids. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think too the struggle app. You know, the effort.
Yeah.
App is that's a big part of my conditioning. So. Is very different to move and flow.
Well, it's only because struggle is trying to gift you and it's lost its discernment, not you. So we just invite flow and effort are welcome here. So they kind of relax back into each other and balance, or effort and ease are welcome here. So ease can hold effort until it remembers itself.
Oh my God, that's a great image.
Yeah, effort can sit on the lap of ease and go, just hold me until I unwind. I'm freaked out. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. I'm melting.
Yay.
Oh, God.
I know, this being human is sublime and ridiculous.
Yeah.
We're all recovering. Yay! Or
we are recovering. Yeah, the word wackadoodle just went through my head. Wackadoodle. Human. Oh. Oh,
returning to our natural majesty and dignity, which is the divinity and humanity and the elemental all relaxing back into itself. So just rooted, clear radiance and strength and presence. Yay.
Yeah. This is a miracle. I love this.
Yeah, that's it. We're back to our inner spa treatment.
Yeah. Absolutely, yes. Angelic massage therapy or something.
Good, good, good.
Yes. Oh, heavens to Betsy. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Hello.
Hello?
Yes?
When you were speaking earlier about the History Channel and the Me Channel, I wanted to honor chemicals because my channels for a long time have labeled chemicals, especially pesticides and herbicides, as bad.
Oh, yeah.
And the message being, oh, your body's going to react. And today there are herbicides. And in fact, I was the one that okayed them. So I was wanting to bow to them and bow to the channels, Me Channel and History Channel. And because what you were saying was just changing the way I'd viewed this forever.
Oh, very nice. Just wow, what a beautiful inclusion into the Sangha inside. Yeah. Oh, my. And we can also include the liking and not liking channel.
And the, oh, my God, what have I done channel?
I know, there you go. Yeah.
Now, and maybe a quick check-in with the body to see if it really has a problem with these things. It's more that the body is quite willing to run around with a panic, freaking out if that's what it's expected to do.
Well, what is it doing in this moment?
Just listening.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of wondering, well, what am I supposed to do now?
Yeah, so we're just seeing how it would like to live.
Yeah. No, this belief was quite cumbersome.
So the belief can rest and then the body can respond.
Thank you. Yes. Before, the devotional act was very protective and couldn't rest with it.
Yes.
So now I guess I'll just bless the body, bless the chemicals, bless the channels, and bless you, everybody here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Pamela. This is Joe from Texas.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Hey, I've been having some challenges with my eyes, and I've been to the eye doctor a couple of times, and they said my eyes are perfectly normal, but yet over the last month and a half, they've just been driving me crazy with just all kinds of things. And anyway, I was just trying to find the truth behind what's going on with these eyes of mine.
Yes. So maybe we could start by really honoring them, because they're pretty much a miracle. So just a few thank yous, and it might not start out sincere, but then it soon will. Just a few inner thank yous to it.
Right, thank you.
And now see what's felt or noticed. Anything is okay.
At the moment, they seem to be different in the sense that they are throbbing or pulsing, I guess, a little bit more than they were a minute ago.
Okay.
Throwing some gratitude and things to them.
Yes, and honoring that throbbing, whatever it's doing, it knows best.
Yes.
Yeah, and what's felt or noticed in this moment?
The pulsing is relieved somewhat.
Mm-hmm. And I know I'm like a wonderful broken record, but maybe some more gratitude to that. And just checking sort of behind the eyes in the general head area to see if it's relaxed and open or if there's some protective tension. And either way is fine.
No real tension, just it's really just in the eye area.
Did you say joy in the eye area?
No, I said no real tension behind the eyes. It's just really the pulsing is really just in the eye area.
Okay, good. Yeah, so somehow the eyes, I mean, this could be my interpretation. You check if it resonates. They're uncontaining themselves. And in some of the ancient Tibetan sages have mentioned that the eyes are the last part of the body to liberate themselves from tension and containment.
Ah, okay. Great. And the term was uncontainment.
Yeah, so it's kind of throbbing as it's kind of going to stretch open.
Got it.
We were taught in school to focus. And then for most of us during the day, the eyes are scanning, going out to perceive and view. And after a while, the eyes return back to their original naturalness, which is receptive. So there's no tightening of the eyes to go out to retrieve an image or information. So I just really trust the body, and it sounds like from your beingness that maybe that's what's going on with eyes.
That does resonate with me, and actually I've had a couple energy healing workers that have also taken a look at my eyes, and that does actually resonate very much with, along the lines of what they've said.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, so the more you honor them, the more they'll just uncontain themselves from that sort of focusing habit. And it doesn't mean they're going to go soft focus. That would be the mind's concern, but it's more they'll relax open and be receptive rather than, you know, the hunting, seeking, viewing habit, scanning.
Right. Well, actually, one of my mantras is to see beyond. And
there you go.
Beyond the realm, and I've been doing that for a little over a year now, I guess. And so that may have an interesting energetic tie-in to what's going on with my eyes now.
Yes, that resonates. That resonates.
Right on. Cool. Thank you.
Very cool. Thank you, dear.
Mm-hmm. Namaste.
Namaste.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
Do we still have time?
We have time for a short-ish report, yeah.
Oh. Then, first of all, hi to everyone, too. I'll just share two insights.
Yes.
One insight that I had a few days ago is that actually there's nothing wrong with humans. And sometimes it felt to me that, and I'm not sure how to even express it, but that there is interruptions, energies that's interfering and kind of like working with the function of the mind. So from one hand, you know, I felt, oh, goodness. And then from the other hand, I felt, okay, well, that's a relief.
Yes.
And
that's a beautiful satsang. You're basically saying that humans are innocent.
Yes.
Yeah,
and that there's nothing, all humans, and that there's nothing wrong with innocence, and that also there's nothing to fix, although not on, you know, on a very deeper level of the fix.
Yes.
It's not, I mean, humans are, we're, I don't want to say perfect, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with the way we're built or with who we are.
Oh, that's an amazing noticing and confirmation. And it sort of relaxes the whole field.
It does. I mean, it does also inquire deeply or wanting to embody more of the vastness.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I want to share, which I was thinking maybe today they're connected, you know, Papaji was saying that we're awake when we're asleep and we're sleeping when we're awake.
Yes.
And when I wake up in the morning, before I even realize there's a sensation in the body, and I kind of like know how the day's going to be, or I have to ask questions, what is it? Because there would be literally information, sensation-wise. And this morning I woke up with so much noise, like the head was. And I was wondering this mystery of the night, and how does this work with our innocence? Because there was no way I could, I mean, not that I tried to quiet it down. I was just observing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what I would like to share.
Well, that noise in the mind, since there's one mind, you know, because sometimes the one mind is picking up on itself everywhere. Its restlessness or its worries, or so once again we're back to Papaji's compassion wing, letting the compassion wing kind of comfort and hold whatever is stirring the mind. Because as you said so beautifully, we cannot track it sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But as far as I can tell, the mind presents its restlessness to us. Not for us to figure it out or solve it, but so that we will hold the restlessness, because we're the deep rest, and we can hold this restlessness until it unwinds and feels safe again.
Yeah, so innocence, cradle innocence.
Ah, beautifully said.
That's good.
Oh my, that's gorgeous. Gorgeous, Satsang. Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Thank for everyone.
Mm-hmm. So, just underscoring. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Kate, for hosting us and holding us and Open Circle as well. And I'm returning everything back to Kate.
Thank you. And actually, I just wanted to check in with you, Pamela. Thank you. And do you have any announcements that you'd like
to? I have a retreat in July in British Columbia, very close to Victoria, from July, 17th through the 23rd. So folks are invited to join us there. Just more of the same, some yoga and walking and two satsangs a day. And I also have, Telesatsang again on July 3rd and July 31st. That's about it.
Okay, great. Thank you. That retreat sounds yummy. And so as Pamela said, she'll be back with us on July 3rd. And the what was it, the 31st? 31st, there we go. And next week we have a webinar with a new teacher to us, Steve Ford. So you can check him out in his book, Walking Awake. He is from England.
And he's a good friend. He's a good guy.
Yeah, check him out. And that is concluding everything on this end, I believe. So if you'd like to go ahead and unmute yourself by pressing star 6 and say your hellos or goodbyes or whatever moves you, feel free to do so.
Can you find out how to get the recording?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Pamela.
On Pamela's website.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, everyone.
Blessings.
Thank you, Pamela.
Lots of love.
Namaste.
Thank you, Pamela.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you.
I love you all.
Me too.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you.
Thank you again, everyone. And just to answer the recording question, you can email web@opencirclecenter.org and request a recording. And I believe, Pamela, you said mentioned something about posting it on your website.
Yeah, we will post it on our website as well.
Okay, great.
And what was the email again to Open Circle, please?
Yeah, web@opencirclecenter.org.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. Bye for now.
Have a great rest of your weekend.
Yes. And to you, dearest. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. And I'll go ahead and end the conference for everyone. Be well.